From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. There's a restaurant in Gadsden that one patron describes as a big hug with wonderful food. Well, that could apply to many restaurants. Beautiful Rainbow Cafe stands out. It claims to be the only full-service cafe in the country that's staffed entirely by students with significant cognitive disabilities. It's also one of the few vegetarian-only restaurants in Alabama. As the founder and director of the cafe prepares to retire, reporter Olivia McMurray tells us more about the restaurant's success and plans for its future.
The lunchtime rush is early on a recent Thursday at Beautiful Rainbow Cafe, located inside Gadsden Public Library. In the kitchen, 8 employees are focused and working fast.
Beautiful sandwich. Let it wilt a little bit more.
Okay. Reggie Lindsay is presiding over the stove.
Well, I just got done cooking one quesadilla, so I'm cooking another quesadilla for another customer that just got done ordering one.
Chip Rowan, a special education teacher and director of the Beautiful Rainbow program, says the cafe's student employees, all of whom are enrolled in a Gadsden City Schools vocational course, work well under pressure.
Because they're fully engaged and productive and doing something that they enjoy.
In addition to working as a teacher for 2 decades, Rowan has practiced disability law. Those interests planted the seed that eventually sprouted Beautiful Rainbow Cafe. In 2015, Rowan did a study of 80 students who had completed traditional classroom-based special education programs in Gadsden City Schools. The study revealed not one had been employed, nor were any enrolled in training programs that would lead to employment.
So I felt like this was just an unacceptable result.
Rowan started implementing work-based learning strategies with a garden bed on school grounds.
And we found that we could teach all kinds of functional academic skills.
Next, the program added a commercial kitchen at Gadsden City High School. An invitation to use space at the library followed, and the cafe opened in February of 2017. Rowan says people were curious about a restaurant run by students with disabilities, but he thinks they keep coming back because of the eclectic menu and organic ingredients, which he says make a tastier product.
And even though we do some great Southern cooking, we're a little bit more elevated than your typical small town kind of food. Also, it's nice that you know it's chemical free, and therefore it's healthier for you as a person, and it's also healthier for the environment.
Now, in addition to running the restaurant, students cater events and operate an organic garden in a park across the street from the library. Back in the cafe, Kim Hood ordered her favorite item, the vegan crab cakes.
You would never know that's not crab. The dill sauce is phenomenal. It's just very lemony and bright and fresh. It comes on a bed of greens with some corn. It's just delicious.
Steve Taylor and two of his friends, Jamie Sledge and John James, have been eating at the cafe once a week since it opened.
I'm not a vegetarian. I love meat, but I love the food here. It's very good.
Sledge says they also enjoy witnessing how the Beautiful Rainbow program changes students' lives.
Just watching what they do here with the students that come here is just astounding. Makes you feel good about public education.
Rowan says almost all students start the program with some level of learned helplessness.
And so when they come here and they get to have this kind of experience where they're creating on their own, they're earning money, they're interacting with people from all walks of life in the cafe, they transform from people who have these kinds of dependent behaviors to people who are confident, have higher self-esteem, and who can operate much more independently in the community.
Isaiah McFarland says working at the cafe has taught him to trust his own judgment.
I try to be self-independent and do things without nobody telling me to do it. Like if I know this has got to get done, I do that.
McFarland says his favorite task is serving as ambassador.
I go out and check on customers, make sure that they don't need anything, and to kind of like make them feel warm and welcome at Beautiful Rainbow Cafe.
When the restaurant's summer session is over, Rowan will retire. He'll continue serving as an advisor for Beautiful Rainbow. And Gadsden City Schools has put together a team to keep growing a program that has become a vibrant part of the community's social and culinary fabric. For WBHM, I'm Olivia McMurray.